Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Good evening, good night, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in to Awareness of the Soul. This is a radio show that pushes your consciousness towards understanding that we have the power of God behind us. We have the power of union of the universe and individual consciousness. This is a great news because in the trend that we see the world going, we need to understand that we have the power to step out of this nightmare or dream or bad dream or good dream, whatever dream it is, and to create a new life, a new reality from that moment on. And to do that, we have to understand that we have to cooperate with spirit. We have to cooperate with God. We have to cooperate with universal laws. And as soon as we start doing that, we start to get out of our cocoon. We start to get out of our own little self and embrace much wider opportunities, much wider information and ideas and directions and events and relationships and people and everything that you ever dreamt of is there. At the moment you stepped out of your little self, have a look at what you really are, and from there, understanding that you can think a new thought, you can live a new dream, and you can wake up for the dream as well. Today's topic, learning to give, learning to receive, as a new way of manifesting life, a new life, okay, is what we're going to talk about, because most people say, okay, giving is difficult, receiving is easy. These two things are actually counterbalancing each other. They're two sides of the coin. We need to learn how to give unconditionally and receive unconditionally, but also in the right way. So is giving the key to receive? Well, yes, it is. And the two things are interchangeable. But what most people do during the day, they expect to receive a lot from life. They expect greedily. So you have to learn how to receive properly. Usually, when giving and receiving are in a cycle, and I mean the right way of giving and the right way of receiving, your life moves on. But when you start receiving, the trap there is to get stuck in your own selfish needs, your own selfish wants, your own selfish desires, and here you are, you get stuck again into your cocoon, you're trapped in yourself, you don't expand, possibilities are not there anymore. Therefore, my suggestion is start giving unconditionally, and then you will start receiving from the universe. Your life will change, but let me give you the numbers in case you want to call and have a session with me online. You're welcome to do it. You're welcome to call. You're welcome to share this. You're welcome to listen to the show. And I'm very happy to receive your calls, to receive your emails, and anything else you want to send through emails, but please don't send bad jokes or whatever. I mean, toll free, U.S., 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. If you have Skype, you can just Skype it. You can just go there and talk for free wherever you are in the world. U.S. and Canada, we have 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line. Doesn't matter, even from phone box. 001-530-876-3222 from anywhere you are in the world, anywhere. Just done international code 001-530-876-3222. And remember, you can visit my website, which is in expansion. I'm only one person. Please be patient. I'm working on many things, but please go there because there's quite a lot still to read and experience on my website, and it's www.joycelestial.com. You can open your free account there. You can have a look at what I do. You can read about myself. You can read about the principles with which I can give you personal sessions, either from the astrological point of view of the soul, of the evolution of the soul, as I call them astrology for life mastery. I'm not talking about limitations in life. I see astrology not as a way to say, this is your fate, you better understand it and stop crying about it. No, I say, this is your energy. Now, how are you going to move this energy toward what you want? How are you going to transmute, to create an energetic alchemy in order to realize what you want in your life? And that's not that, you know, it's not that difficult in truth. You need to know what to look at. You need to know what to say. You need to attune to the person in front of you. You have to use your intuition. And then there is life shifting sessions that you can book with me quite easily. If you are from Thailand, please understand that those prices there on the website are different for you. You just have to contact me first, and we can arrange a different kind of pricing depending on what you do, depending on where you are in your life, where you're at. And, of course, you can access, opening your free account, you can access to the free material section where you can find audio recordings, you can find new articles or excerpts from my book. There's a beautiful audio recording on how to use your intuition, what is intuition, of my upcoming course on divine intuition. Thank you so much for listening here and today's topic again. If you just tuned in, learning to give, learning to receive is a new way of manifesting life. So, first of all, one must learn both. As I told you at the beginning of the show, one has to learn how to give unconditionally as well as to receive unconditionally. It is really important. Then, one has to learn also how to find pleasure in giving. And to do that, for example, you can take advantage of birthdays, promotions, or occasions, festivities, whatever. I remember that when I was in Italy, not this year, the year before, at some point I discovered how beautiful it was to give, because only with one friend of mine, we started to give each other gifts, and we realized that giving, to put ourselves in the mind of somebody else and say, not put totally, but to understand what the person would like to receive, what would be good for her without her even asking, and start giving. It was really fulfilling. I really enjoyed that process more than receiving the present. But, of course, having something back made me understand there was something going on over there. And it was so much full of joy. I was so thrilled with what was going on. I never experienced something like that so deeply. The joy of giving is a true, true joy, especially when the other person appreciates and gets back to you. I mean, I really experienced in that moment, and let me tell you, it's not always like that. You don't always give and receive right away. But I really experienced in that moment what is this cycle of giving and receiving about universally. I thought the universe was giving me a lesson that this is an unconditional cycle of great blessings that you might have once you started, because learning to give and receiving are the keys to break out of yourself, because you break out of your cycles and your patterns. You put yourself not anymore in your own selfish needs, but you give to other people. And at that point, you attract something new, because giving, especially unconditionally with great love, creates a void that needs to be filled. You give out something out of your energy, okay? And something that is similar in vibration needs to come into your life. And I'm not talking about a specific thing. It could be that you give something out, but you receive something greater for yourself, or something that is really good at the moment for yourself. I mean, if you're able to give at the best of your ability, something that is good for the other person in that moment, and here I talk about all aspects, materially, mentally, spiritually, or even just with your attitude, no? Give out something. Then, with the intention of giving what is best for the other person, when you're really trying to understand what is good for the other person, at that moment you create a void in yourself that needs to be filled with the same thing. And this is a true cycle that starts going on. You know, in this life, nothing is still. Everything moves on and on. If it doesn't go up, it will go down, because we live in a world of duality. There is either day or there is the night, light or darkness. And the only moment that you can step out of this cycle is when you come back to your center, when you find your divine source, your divine origin within yourself. But when you are in this cycle, you have to manage it well. You have to learn how to manage the cycles of duality during your day so that you can live your life in the most divine way. And this is true because in this duality, we have two sides of the balance. One side brings you towards your infinite nature. Okay? It's true because following the positive side, let's call it positive side, following that positive side will make gently and softly the veil between you and the creative power of the universe always, always more thin until it will disappear. On the other side, on the negative side, this veil will start to become more gross and thick and it will not make you see. So that's why people have to be good in this life, because at that moment you get to your own true power. Let's say there are three manifestations of nature, okay, according to the yoga tradition, and they are tamas, rajas, and sattva, okay? Tamas is negative energy. It's what stagnates, it what creates problem, it is darkness, it is self-destruction, the tendency towards self-destruction. Then we have rajas, we have the activity, the fire, okay, within ourselves. And we all have these three levels, but sometimes in a situation or in a person, one might be predominant, let's say. Rajas is activity. It's what we see in business. It's what we see in people wanting to be successful, as doing things, a lot of sexual passions, a lot of desires. That is rajas. When rajas at some point doesn't fulfill you, it is easy to go into tamas, in depression. Because you see, life is not giving me what I wanted. Therefore, you go into depression. But it can also bring you on the other side in understanding life is not giving me what I really wanted. So maybe it will bring you to the sattvic element, which is the spiritual element, the understanding of life meaning, the understanding that we are so much more than the body. We have a lot of great power of the mind. We have the power to create our universe. God is experiencing through us, the creation. We are not experiencing anything. God is interacting. The universe is interacting with itself everywhere through us. Being awakened is to realize that this is the reality. So, this cycle of giving and receiving unconditionally, when you start doing it, you start moving into the sattvic region of your being, where everything becomes beautiful, everything becomes possible, life has meaning. And from that level, life becomes easier. Finally, you want to relax. You want to say, oh, the nightmare is gone. Finally, I'm finding meaning into my life. This is a very important thing, to learn how to find meaning in your life. It is useless to do anything you're doing, any job you're doing, if on another side you're not doing anything to understand your true nature and to find meaning in your life. So therefore, finding pleasure in giving, it means that you are starting to move into the sattvic realm, the spiritual realm, the joyful realm, where you actually make the veil from you and your true power of the universe, the true power of the universe within you, always thinner, okay? And being a giver in such a way puts you in tune with the universe and the environment around you. You get out just like yourself. Giving and receiving are two parts of your relationship with the universe, okay? In this cycle, we cannot avoid this cycle because we live in the dual state of life unless we get in tune with the great creative power of the universe. We live there 24/7, 24 hours a day for 7 days a week, okay? So with giving, we come out of ourselves. And this is what is beautiful. We expand ourselves. And in receiving, after we learn how to give, we receive what is new in our life, okay? So one should learn first, in my opinion, to give, and then learn to receive. Learning to receive is really important too. We're going to explore these concepts today more deeply, as I did just now. But let's focus a little bit more on some other small points that are really important to consider in this process, because this process can really manage your life to change. Okay? It's a really important thing. If you want something new into your life, you have to attract something new. That means that you create a void. As you know, the Zen metaphor that says, I cannot put anything into your mind because it's already full. And they give always that metaphor of the cup full of liquid. Nothing can fill that cup anymore. It's already filled. You cannot put anything else because it would just drop off. And so, giving something will create a void in your own being, so you can receive something new. And there are two ways of giving and receiving. One is direct, and the other one is universal. In other words, the direct way is when I give you something and you give me something back right away. Okay? That's a direct way of giving and receiving. And that's easy. Most of the people make, anyway, the mistake that they get stuck in here. They don't understand that there's another way of giving and receiving, which is universal. You give out something, and you don't get something from that person or that situation right away, but the universe gives you something that maybe that person could not give you, but is exactly what you needed. Okay? The universal need of understanding giving and receiving is present. You need to understand that. In other words, sometimes God, the universe, will bring something, someone in front of you. That person needs something that you can only give. And this is really important to consider, because if you don't give at that moment, you cut that process. You will not receive. You will cut the process. You need to be able to keep this process going. But God or the universe will bring someone in front of you that can receive something from you that you can only give. And most people say, well, what do you give me back? And at that moment, when that person is not able to give you something back, then maybe you just turn your back at him or her. This is not a good way. If the universe brought someone in front of you, at that point, you need to help him. But what I mean is that you don't have necessarily to give to that person what the person asks you. You need to learn how to get in tune with your intuition and ask yourself, what does this person really need? Okay? It might be something different of what he's asking you, okay, than what he's asking you. It might be something different, but you can stay there. You can understand what that person needs, and you probably can do something about it. And at that point, do something about it. Because even if you don't receive from him or her at that moment, the universe will give you something back in another way. It is the law of causation, cause and effect. Let's say that acts and reacts at a very small level. It's a very direct level, even though you cannot see directly from the person something. Okay? So give unconditionally. Who is in need? Ask yourself this question. If you want to start giving, if you want to start changing your life, ask yourself this question. Who is in need? And what kind of need? And then start giving it. Focus upon these things. Understand that you can do something about this and change the life of people. Not in a big way, not in the way that you intend, because some other people also may make also this mistake. Get out of yourself. Another mistake that we can do is that somebody comes and then we say, no, you don't need this that you're asking, but you need this other thing. And the other thing that we propose to them is something that is just about ourselves. For example, some people say, I need to do this kind of job, or I need to do this kind of study, or I need to do this kind of thing. And you say, no, you don't need to do that. You need to do mathematics. Maybe because you like mathematics, or maybe because you appreciate the value of mathematics, but the person might have a totally different nature. So get out of yourself. Who is in need and what kind of need? Really, try to understand what they need really, and give it out. Give out what people need, not what you would like they would need, okay? Really important concept as well. Please come back to these archives as much as you can and listen to these shows again, because these principles can actually put in motion a cycle that can change your life, for sure. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in the life of many other people. And we're talking about universal concepts. They are perfectly in tune with yoga. So giving unconditionally, while you give unconditionally, okay, you don't expect anything directly from that person. You might consider that the universe will give you something back. Otherwise, that person will also offer you something back, okay? Remember, once you give out, you get back. That means that at that point, even if you don't get anything right away, you'll get it back somehow. And not always from the same person. This is what I've been meaning. So remember, keep this in mind. Giving creates a void that needs to be filled. And this process is a part of the dynamics of the universe, without which nothing would ever happen. If you don't start this process, these cycles, nothing would happen, okay? So you have to make something happen if you want your life to change. Start giving unconditionally with the faith that you will receive unconditionally. And I'm not saying that this is the only thing you should do, but these cycles will put something into motion. If you keep your life stagnating, nothing would happen. Put something into motion, knowing that these are the laws of the universe. So when we learn to give, we have to learn to give materially, mentally, spiritually, but also in a way that we need our behavior. Just with our behavior, we can give a lot. Okay, so let's start, first of all, with the first prerequisite that you need to learn to give unconditionally. Forgiveness is a necessary step to learn giving. If you don't forgive people, and if you don't forgive yourself for your mistakes or whatever, you will be held back. There will be something that will stop you. At that moment, you will not be able to give unconditionally because you cannot forgive that person. Or you cannot forgive somebody who did something in the past that their person is reminding you at that moment. Therefore, you will not give totally. And you will not receive totally. So a good technique for forgiveness and is to look at the four directions, one direction at a time, starting from the east and moving counterclockwise. So, for example, starting from the east, and then you move counterclockwise, you go to the north, and then west, and then south. So every time you look at a direction, you say, I forgive everyone that hurt me, and I let go of all pain and suffering. And you keep on doing this in a circle. Then when you get to the south, the circle is finished. You come back to the east, and you start again from the east, but this time instead of forgiving everyone, you say, I ask forgiveness to anyone who I have harmed and to whom I have caused pain and suffering, and you go again through the circle, so north, west, and south, and do this as much as you can, even though if you don't know who it is. If somebody comes up in your mind, keep it there. You know that you're forgiving for everyone. You're doing this forgiveness practice for everyone. So this is the prerequisite, because this will give you the ability to give unconditionally. And then, of course, we can start giving through our attitudes, through our behaviors. When you are with people, are you really with them? Give attention to people. You're giving out something. Get out of yourself. Be there. Be there. Don't be always self-centered. This is why we need the presence of people, because it is easier to project ourselves out of ourselves, even though we can be present and not spineless, okay? We can be centered in ourselves, but at the same time, not focused on our own thoughts and subconscious going on all the time and with a sort of ignorant self-awareness, okay? The little self, the little I, me. When you are with people, give attention to them. Be with them. There are people who do this amazingly well. And I have a friend of mine that does this well. Even though sometimes he might be worried about his life. This is natural. But that's why everyone loves him. Give acts of kindness anytime you feel trapped in a bad mood. This is a good thing. Also, when you feel in a bad mood, getting out of yourself. It's important. Project that same energy in an act of kindness towards someone. And in this way, you're giving away with attitude, okay? You're giving away with behavior, good behavior. Give all of your presence and yourself totally in inner service to others. When you see somebody in front of you, how can I serve this person? Not as an excuse for not giving anything else. I mean, okay, I can serve this person and I will just give it as my behavior, but I know that this person needs something more, but I just don't want to give something more. I just want to give this, okay? Not as an excuse. Don't use giving your presence and yourself totally in inner service as an excuse not to give more, okay? But because that is what is needed, okay? See how you're giving and self-offering attitude. You have to offer yourself when you give. Changes yourself, changes your situation, and changes other people. When you give, give yourself as a self-offering. And what I mean that is obviously something that will allow the person in front of you. What does it mean giving rightly? Giving rightly means give something that so that the person who's in front of you takes a spiritual benefit out of it, a real spiritual benefit, a real push towards a life of true power, of understanding who they really are. If you are able to give something out that pushes that person a little bit more in that direction, at that point, you really gave out something valuable. If you could motivate a person to change his life, but at the same time to get in touch with the God within himself or the universe within himself, you're giving out something that is really great. That's the best thing you could give. And the universe at that point will conspire, as many people say, to make you successful. Sharing the best you can share according to your consciousness, according to your understanding of life, is a key to manifest an amazing new life. And as we learn to give, we first have to start with our behavior, with our attitude, because it's the easiest thing. So we have to imagine that we are self-offering ourselves for the spiritual benefit of another person. And then we can also give materially, mentally, and spiritually. Now, materially, let's talk about that. When we give materially, of course we can give a CD, you can give something, you can give money. But what is important is to understand that when you give out something material, you don't have to waste what the universe has given you. You have to give out something when it's necessary, especially when it's appreciated and when it's not motivated by the greed of somebody else. If somebody wants your material possessions because it's greedy, it's another story. But if you maybe can lend some money to a nice friend, even though you have a problem with it, but you know that the person will give it back to you. Anyway, why don't do it? Or, for example, maybe some people just need some kind of help in some other ways. Maybe they need to use something that you have. That's fine. Some people are really jealous about these things, and it's not an easy thing about this idea that we possess what we have is not true, because when you will die, you will lose everything. You will just have your soul. Therefore, you have to understand what you've been given is a tool to use for the benefits of mankind. And what I want to know, there's a fine line here, because you have to be able to manage what you have, your possessions, your money, your material possessions in the best way possible. You have to understand that those things have a purpose. Understand, before you start giving out, understand what the purpose for those things are under a spiritual behind. You know, step back and see it from a higher perspective. What is the real purpose of this object? If you see that giving out that, it serves the greed of somebody else, it serves a sense of possession and anger, maybe even towards you, because you have it and the person doesn't have it, then you should not give it. But if you are helping out to solve a serious problem, you should move as much as you could to help out. Okay? And then, of course, you need to have common sense. You cannot go bankrupt. bankrupt and you cannot just give everything away. Also, the most important thing is if the person finds itself in that situation, maybe needs your help just to move out of the situation. That means they need to be able to create themselves their own life as well. You cannot just go there and serve them everything on a silver plate. They are there maybe because you have everything that they don't have, and in that moment, you need to teach them how they can get what you got, okay? And at that point, the universe will respond to you, and it will teach you something that you're missing. And this is really important. It's how you move on in life. So another thing that is really important, money, okay? Give something away. Money are not there just to be collected. They need to be used for the highest good. Give something away for charity. Give something out. Okay, manage what you must keep and what you can give. Understand what it is that you have to keep for yourself, because obviously we are all entitled to have a nice life. Why not? But also understand that there's a certain amount of money that you want to give out to help people. So you create this flow of giving and receiving at many levels as well. It's really important to stay in this flow, in this cycle. And give even when it doesn't seem the appropriate time. That means sometimes we think that we don't have enough money to give out. But I'm sure that you can give something. Start giving something. Sometimes I find myself in a very bad position where I didn't have enough money. But at that time, I said, I'm going to make an offer anyway. Because I have faith in the universe, and actually, I have to tell you, every time I needed something, somebody was there. And after all, it was not that bad as I expected. You can give something out. You don't have to give big sums of money. But there's a principle, a spiritual principle, and it's called tithing. Just to give out unconditionally. And the universe will respond to you on that level. And it is also better if you can give out without people even knowing who you are, without you telling them who you are, because a part of what you will get back will be their thank you, you're such a good person, thank you so much, and you don't need flattering, because that's where it dies there. It is better to give anonymously. You give out something for the highest good of somebody else, anonymously, without anyone looking at you. And in that moment, the universe looks at you and it says, this person created a void. We have to fill it in. So another thing which is really important, avoid tendency. If you want to give out and get back of useless accumulation of things, you're not here to accumulate material stuff. You're here to stay in a flow and to use what you have as a tool for your own growth, for your own life changing, and to understand that everything is not just yours. It belongs to the universe. As I told you, when you will leave this body, when you will die, who will be with you? Yourself, your soul, not even your spouse, your partner, not your house, anything. Understand that what you have are tools that you can use for your own highest good and the highest good of others. And why the highest good of others? Because we are part of the same thing. The same God within you is everywhere. And if you just put a barrier between you and somebody else, what happens is that you step out of the play. In a way, you step out of the rules of the universe, let's say. I'm not saying that you have to respect the rules of the universe, but you have to cooperate with them. You step out of God. This is maybe more appropriate. Because separation, it's the opposite of what God wants you to understand. That's why we are looking for love, because we're looking for union, okay? But let's move on now. Remember that if you want to call, you can give me a call here online, this radio show, BBS Radio, Awareness of the Soul, thank you, with Vincent Sandee, if you just tuned in, 877-876-5227, toll free, 877-876-5227. We're talking about learning to give, learning to receive in order to manifest a new life. Just A in Canada, 888-815-9756. Toll free, 888-815-9756. Or you can call the direct line, 001, which is the international code for anywhere you are in the world, even from a phone box, from your home, from your own home phone, 530-876-3222. 01-530-876-3222. Remember, you can visit my website, www.joycelestial.com. Or you can write me an email, and you will have an email there. If you start contacting me, you will see. It would be anyway, I can tell you right now, it's livejoy@joycelestial.org, not com. My email is from another domain name, let's say. But the website is www.joycelestial.com. And you can see there what I'm doing. You can see there what kind of sessions I can give. You can read my website. You can sign up for your free account, have access to free material. You can see my products. There are some books over there. There's an online course. I'm preparing some new online courses. The next one that will come up will be Divine Intuition. It's an amazing course. There are two audio extracts from this course on my website. And it is not the usual course on developing your psychic abilities. It's a different thing. It's Divine Intuition according to the principles of Kriya Yoga, and it's beautiful. Just go there and have a look at those two excerpts. And let's move on with our topic. Mentally. As with attitude, we can give up mentally behavior, okay? And we have to give out when some people come to us. That doesn't mean that we have to take on ourselves their own load, okay? But sometimes people need psychological support, and you must be there. If somebody calls you, you have to be there. You cannot just turn away. Unless your support is too much and the person is weakening, is getting weaker as soon as you start support, because they don't realize that they have their own willpower to change things. Okay? In that moment, they just cry out, for what's happening in their lives, and that's not a good thing. So you have to understand that the psychological support we need to give them is that kind of support that will allow them to stay in charge for their lives. Okay? Another thing is, mentally, you know, the mental and the behavior goes together, because you have to think about how to behave. You have to understand that you move in a certain way for a certain purpose. Okay? So behaving correctly is a good thing, so that you can inspire trust into people. When you start inspiring trust into people, that person says, well, life is not that bad after all. There are good people, people who I can trust, you know? Because sometimes we are so much, we are so much hurt by our past, by what people have done to us, and that's why we need to be able to forgive. And we have lost faith, inspiration. We think we cannot trust anyone, we cannot trust life anymore. But in that moment, if you can behave correctly, if you can be on time to a person that has been hurt, if you can keep your promise to a person that has been hurt, at that point, you're inspiring that person that something good in life is still there. And it's just, you know, you can just do little things like being on time. The person needs you to be on time. Be there when the person looks for you. If you say you will do something, do it, especially if that person is there, because the person expects you to do it. If a person has been hurt, probably has developed some kind of negative thinking, and if you want to help them, you have to make them understand that you are there present, okay? Another thing, mentally, if you want to give up in your life, for yourself also, you have to learn to look at the situations, at people, you have to look at them for what is pleasant. Learn to see where you criticize right away without giving yourself a chance to look at what's positive. Okay, this is a really important point. I found myself so many times, instinctively, when something would... Hi, this is Vincent Sandee from Awareness of the Soul. Thank you, we're back. We apologize for the inconvenience. The line went off. But here we are. We're going to finish anyway. There's nobody up in front of us, so we're going to maybe keep it a little longer. But at this time, we want really to finish and to go on to understanding how we can give and receive in order to manifest a new life, how to move forward toward a universal cycle that brings abundance, joy, love, and all the things that we're giving for, that we're looking for. First of all, learn to give unconditionally. Second, receive unconditionally. We've been talking about giving unconditionally, and now we will talk about receiving unconditionally. And most of the things are automatic. Once we learn how to give unconditionally, we create that void that just gives us the right space so that what we receive can have a space in our system, in our life, in whatever it is that we're looking for, can have a space within ourselves. But there are a few things that we have to consider in receiving. First of all, are you sure you're able to receive? When someone is offering you something, for example, okay, do you feel guilty in receiving? Or do you feel an obligation that you have to give something back in that moment to that person? In other words, do you have a sense of contraction when you're receiving something? That is beautiful. I think what is beautiful, I mean, not the sense of contraction is not beautiful, but what I mean is what is beautiful is to learn how to receive freely and wanting to give freely. And that is freedom, isn't it? That is the cycle of the universe. Giving freely, unconditionally, and receiving freely and unconditionally. I know, because some people, when they give you something, and you receive, most of the time there's a part deep within ourselves that says, oh my God, now I have to give something back to this person because this person has been kind. That means the next time when I have to meet this person, I have to be nice. I have to offer this person a drink, or I have to buy another gift or another present. And here we have to understand one thing. Maybe you're receiving because you gave something before, or maybe you're receiving because you want to be motivated to give freely, not necessarily to the person, unless that person, of course, needs something. And let's remember that there are two ways of giving and receiving. One is direct. You get something, you give out something to that person directly. Just you and that person. The one is universal. You get something and you give out something in another situation to another person when it's required, when it happens, because you want to. Okay? So receiving unconditionally, receiving freely is something we need to learn, because life might present us many opportunities. And what happens within ourselves? What happens? Sometimes we reject them because we feel that we have an obligation in that moment. So now, receiving freely is a very important step, because learning to give up the sense of guilt or obligation while we receive, because otherwise, even though if we create that void, then we reject, eventually that void needs to be placed with that kind of rejection that you put into motion as soon as you will start rejecting what you were receiving. In other words, you give out unconditionally, that's great. Then another situation comes when you actually have to receive something beautiful, and then you reject it within yourself. It can be deep within yourself. You reject it. And that rejection, because you have a sense of guilt or you don't want to have the sense of obligation, that rejection is what calls out another vibration. You know, it's the call for some other vibration to come, to fill that kind of void you created by giving. Okay? So, learn to receive unconditionally. Some people just want to give you because they love you. Or some people just give you things, and maybe that's the gift of life. That's the gift of life. So, relax. Receive. But this is a yogic principle which is really important to observe. Receive from people only when they themselves give unconditionally. In other words, if you can be able also to receive freely and unconditionally without sense of guilt, without sense of obligation, but if you see that person in front of you is giving you something because there's another interest, some kind of other interest behind it, okay, try not to accept. Try not to accept. Stay in the cycle where giving and receiving unconditionally and freely is the main force. really important. Because in that moment, your life starts expanding towards the infinite, towards freedom. And here we go, because here, to give up sense of guilt and obligation while receiving, we need to be able to forgive ourselves. We need to be able to forgive other people. That's why the ritual of forgiveness is at the center between giving and receiving. It is really important for both sides of the coin to learn how to forgive. Learning to receive is very important. Another thing is, do you feel worthy of receiving? Some people want to receive but don't feel worthy of receiving. Everyone is worthy to live his purpose in life. And remember, if you watch your receiving, it's giving you great joy and happiness and pushes you towards your real nature, then that has to do with your own true purpose in life. You should receive it. You should get it. And receive also the invitations and people. This is life calling you. There was this movie with Jim Carrey that just came out. Yes, man. You have to start saying yes to things. Yes, you have to start saying yes to life. Because one thing might lead you to something else. And of course, you have to use your own sense of your own sensibility. You know, you have to be sensible. You need to know when sometimes you have to stop. You have to say no, especially if there are decisions that can affect your life in the long term. But if you start saying yes to life, then the universe is there in a positive motion, especially with the intention that what you want to have is something that elevates your life towards something great. And, you know, God doesn't make preference among his sons. The universe sees you as a perfect son of the universe. You're perfect. You can do anything you want from this life. You can experience the universe itself as you start opening up and being able to receive unconditionally and freely, feeling worthy. Feeling worthy. Receive unconditionally. Give freely. Give up the sense of guilt while receiving. Well, thank you for listening. I think today we can stop here anyway. And I wish you the best. I'm so glad that you stayed in tune for this show, that you tuned in, and please come back next week and visit my website, www.joycelestia.com. You can write me an email, and I'll be very happy to reply to all the emails I receive. I'll do my best of my abilities, and I'm really happy when I receive emails from you, and especially thank you for all those people who have shown their appreciation, who have followed the teachings, and who are trying to get out the best out of their lives. I so admire you. Thank you so much for staying in tune with Awareness of the Soul. See you next week on Saturday night at 1 p.m. here in Bangkok and at 10 p.m. in San Francisco on Saturday night, while in Bangkok it's on Sunday. I get confused with all these timings. But thank you for listening. This is Awareness of the Soul with Vincent and Lee. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.